Stephen, Spencer, one of your many efforts. Related to your.
Good evening. It's unbelievable to see such a crowd out here. Thank you for coming. This is a special meeting of the Kenya TOISD Board of Trustees. It is October 29th and it's 6:08 p.m. Tony, could you call roll, please?
Mrs. Cousin?
Here.
Mr. Coronado?
Here.
Mrs. Gonzalez?
Here.
Mrs. Mendoza?
Here.
Mrs. Quintana?
Here.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Present.
Mrs. Strauss?
Here. Tony, that would take us to our next item, which is?
Item two is public comment. And the first individual we have scheduled to speak is Art Gallegos.
Good evening, Art. Come on down.
Through the chair.
Yes,
President,
sir.
I just want to let everybody know that if you're, you need to sign up over here. And how many do you have?
Okay. And Tony, could you please read the rules real quickly so that everybody, we're all on the same page, everybody knows.
Yes, any person wishing to address the board during the period reserved for public comment at a board meeting must sign up to be heard in accordance with district policy BED. Each participant will be limited to 3 minutes to make comments to the board. Any group of five or more persons must appoint one person to present the group's views to the board, and the board is not permitted to discuss or act upon any issues that are not posted on the agenda for tonight's meeting. The board has adopted a complaint policies that are designed to secure at the lowest possible administrative level a prompt and equitable resolution of complaints and concerns. Each of these processes provides that if a resolution cannot be achieved administratively, the person may appeal the administrative decision to the board as a properly posted agenda item. For further information on these policies, contact the superintendent.
Thank you very much, Tony. Could everybody hear that? And okay, I see a lot of bob heads. Thank you. Good evening, Art. It's a pleasure to have you.
Thank you. Appreciate it. For the record, my name is Abdul Gallegos. Madam Chair, members of the board, Dr. Murphy, members of the audience, I'm here to speak on the naming of the facility. I know it's a very touchy subject, but I come to try to talk the board into considering naming the facility Lone Star School, the way it used to be named since the early 1900s. I don't think that we can go naming our facilities for a living person since we don't know what the future may hold. We all know about problems with our Paso Independent School District Charlie Cordova. I just don't want to go through the chain or any of that process. Like I say, I think it would benefit everybody for the facility to be named Lone Star. And thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Mr. Gallegos.
Yes, ma'am.
Good evening, Mr. Reyes. Thank you for coming so far.
Good evening, Madam Chair, and board members, Dr. Blanco, people in the audience. My name is Jesus Reyes. Everyone knows me as Chuy. I am a graduate of Calendillo High School, class of 68. Captain of the only undefeated football team in the history of Calendillo that I am very proud of. When people ask me, where are you from, where did you go to school, I'm always proud to say, I went to Calendillo High School that is located in God's land. And that's the way I feel. And I am here tonight because I am very honored to suggest to you all that this school be named after Congressman Silvestre Reyes and his wife, Carolina. Congressman Reyes, as you well know, graduated from Calendillo class of 1964. Carolina graduated class of 65. Congressman served in the U.S. Army, served in Vietnam, was a Border Patrol agent and chief of the Border Patrol for 26 and a half years. Then became congressman and served in Congress, is serving presently for the last 16 years. I'm very proud of my brother. I'm very proud of his accomplishments. He's the type of person that would not let you down, that would not embarrass you, that would not shame you. And I want to end it by saying I thank you all for considering naming the school after Congressman Silvestre y Carolina Reyes. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Next is Jesus Limas.
Good evening, Mr. Limas.
Good afternoon, everybody. I'm here because of the issue of a football field at CMS. We asked for the facility for our kids that play with the Westside Eagles. And the reason I'm here is because I had a long, hard time to get the field. Took me a week and a half of going up and down to the middle school to get the field. They asked me for the roster. The roster here, 87 kids come to Canutillo, 27 though. I got a letter today charging me $62 for the custodian so he can go turn on the lights and off. Thursday he wasn't there. I had to turn them off myself. The reason is that the Longhorns asked for the facility also, and they're not from here. Some of the kids do go to here, but it's only like 20%. And the only reason that I know that they got the field is because Mr. Cooper works at Canutillo, I don't know which school. And it took him like probably a day to get it with no letter and no ask of roster. And my concern is that taxpayers pay. All these people here, parents, pay taxes to this district, and I think they should have first priority than anybody else. Mr. Murphy here texted me this afternoon that they have waived all the fees, but that's not what I'm fighting. I'm fighting that Westside Eagles are feeding into the Canutillo district. They're the future football players of Canutillo, and I got proof here. Parents are ready to make a petition if we have to. And I will go door to door from all these people here. I know a lot of them. They're from Canutillo. Mr. Reyes played for Canutillo. And he should be proud of his kids because this is the future right here. Right now, Westside Eagles are practicing in Gallegos in the dirt with lights, one of those construction lights, diesel. Longhorns are real nice at the football field with lights, and we play tomorrow our first playoff game. You guys make the decision. Like I tell you, it's not going to finish here. We have to go forward. We're going to go. And I just wanted to bring this up to everybody to see what's going to happen. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much for bringing this to our attention, sir.
Next is Enrique Moreno. Gavin Reyes.
Hi, I'm Gavin Reyes. I am a 10th grade student at Northwestern College High School, and I'm here to talk to you guys about the name of the school. And I think it should basically be named after my uncle. Sorry about that, I'm a little nervous. And my aunt, Carolina Reyes. That's really all. It's just, you know, he's a man that I look up to, and he's really, really, really
Thank you very much.
Francisco Reyes.
School board members, superintendent, Castillo family, I'm here to request you guys name the school after Congressman Sylvester and Carolina Reyes. He is a man of honor. He has served this nation and this community for well over 45 years. Some people say you should name it after a living person, but this man deserves the honor, and this community will be well honored to name it after him. Thank you very much.
Lucinda Cuella.
Good evening, Ms. Cuella.
Good evening, Madam Chairman, members of the board, Dr. Murphy. I'm here as a resident. I'm also here as president of the Board of the Neighborhood Association. I'm also here as an ex-Canudillo graduate. I can tell you that the Reyes family and my family, we grew up together. I hadn't seen Frankie since I think he was about 7 or 8. My mom and their grandparents were very close. In fact, their grandfather was a pillar of the community, and so was great-grandma. Great-grandma carried a little purse under her arm, and she always wore one of her stockings rolled up. But they formed a community group to ask people if they wanted to donate 25 cents into putting this account in the bank, and when anybody died, they would ask Mr. Alvarado Salas, they would buy the lumber so he could build the coffin. I have a picture of great-grandpa and his, there was a carriage and he was right by the horse where they were going to bury the person at the cemetery. I can only tell you, the Reyes family is fantastic. Sylvester Reyes's mom was my assistant with the Head Start program. Fantastic lady. And I can also tell you, I can only say good things. I learned so much from her. Patience was number one. The other one is that we need to preserve the history of Canudillo and the school district. There is a video that I brought, and when I saw it today, it was given to me as a present. They give them out at the reunion about a month ago. And it was produced by Ms. Valle and the gifted class at the Man School. It's a fantastic video. I had not seen it. But it goes back and traces the history of the district to 1914. I didn't even know it existed then. But I can also tell you one thing. There was a name that was given to a school. And that can carry the Reyes, that can carry all of your families, and it can carry the future families. If you give this name, and I'm going to give you the job, I'm going to give you the challenge, find a way to use Lone Star School with Sylvester Reyes' name. That is your challenge, not mine. But I am telling you, we need to preserve Lone Star. Why? Because it's the original. This is where Canudillo started. And it's going to carry on to the future. There is no other school. There is a person that served on the board. Ms. Mendoza bought the house of that person, Mrs. Jackson. And I can tell you, we need to honor Lone Star School as its president. I hope that you will allow the video to be viewed here. I had not seen it. In fact, if you ever want to do a money raising, I'll be there.
Ms. Cuellar, would you like to show it this evening?
Yes, I brought it. I brought it. It's right here. I'm asking if I had never seen it. I didn't know it existed. I don't know if the rest of the community has seen it. But I can tell you, it is very even my mom is pictured in there. She worked for the district in the cafeteria back in 1952. something that you would only do justice to if you went ahead and agreed to have it. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Ms. Quinn. With the board's permission, I'd like to schedule a meeting that we could watch the history of Canyon TOM and possibly sell popcorn. Maybe some little buttons or something, too.
She just says it's 20 minutes long. It's not very long.
Madam Chair?
Yes, sir.
I think since this is public comment, I don't know that that would be appropriate, but I wouldn't mind seeing it. I think I've seen that video before that was produced by some of the kids in the history. But I think we might take a look at that.
I would like to schedule it for a meeting. I'd love to see it.
And it is a very well done video by the kids in the history of Pennsylvania.
President, we might be able to do that in our... Sorry, we might be able to do it in our team building exercise that we're going to have.
That would be wonderful. In December, could you please keep Ms. Cuellar abreast of
yes, ma'am.
The dates? Thank you so much. Tony, who's next?
Veronica Gonzalez.
Good evening.
Hi, good evening. My name is Erica Rivera Fernandez, and this is my sister Veronica Gonzalez. And my daughter wants to say hello. This is Emma Fernandez.
Good evening, Emma.
We're here to talk to you guys about the name nomination and for our mother, Leticia C. Rivera, was an educator for Canutillo Independent School District for 18 years. She was a firm believer in ensuring that each and every child had the chance to be successful and the chance to receive a good education. Leticia did the most important job of all, which was teaching the members of the community. She was an advocate for children as well as for their parents. Throughout the course of her teaching career, Leticia was diagnosed with ovarian cancer. She battled this illness for a total of 8 years. Although Leticia was receiving chemotherapy, she never refused to stop working, for she said it was her students that would keep her going. When Leticia's illness got worse, she was finally forced to retire. She was devastated at the thought of never working with children again. The last 3 years of her life, although she was not teaching, she volunteered in different classrooms, helping students any way she could. Leticia also volunteered her time at the Ronald McDonald House, working closely with parents and children who were ill. Leticia was and always will be in the hearts of those who were fortunate enough to know her. Her memory will continue to live. Having a school named after Leticia Rivera would be an honor to her family, students, colleagues, and community members of Canutillo. We ask that you strongly consider naming the new school Leticia C. Rivera. That way, her memory and what she stood for will never be forgotten. Thank you.
Thank you very much for coming to see us.
Sal Payan.
Good evening, Mr. Payan.
Good evening, Madam Chair. Members of the board, first of all, thank you for the work that you do for the community. You know, it's something that's a lot of times a lot of us choose not to do, but I really appreciate it. My family appreciates the work that you do for the members of our community, especially the students. Having a granddaughter in middle school or as a freshman right now, I really appreciate the work that you do. Also, Dr. Murphy, your staff, administration, and all the teachers. The teachers that put so much time into the classroom and forming our kids for the future. also want to thank them for the work that they do. Thank you. I'm also here this evening to speak on behalf of leaving the school for Sylvester and Carolina Reyes. Having grown up with Sylvester in the community, in the farming community, working in the farm, growing up together, attending school together here, I know I dropped out my junior year. Thanks to a great teacher that we had at the time, Gene West, wrote to me while I was in the Navy in Vietnam and told me, finish two more classes and I'll give you your diploma. I did it. I got my diploma. Thank God. I'm so glad. Sylvester, as most of you know, I don't think there's a person here that doesn't know Sylvester. But I think I have a little bit more insight other than Monica and her sister and her brother. Having worked with him for the past 16 years, while he's doing his work in Congress, you know, he worked chief the role of the first Hispanic sector chief in the sector Border Patrol's history. He became the first U.S. congressman, Hispanic congressman, to represent this district. Carolina, all along, right alongside with supporting him, advising him, and accompanying him everywhere he went. At the same time, raising a beautiful family. And Monica and Becky and Junior are a testament to that. And that they always advocated, they always pushed for the kids to finish this education. And I don't think you can argue with that. And like Chuy said, she was served in Vietnam. One of the ugliest times in our history. And from that, he learned that we have to do better by our kids. We cannot just send our kids off to get them killed. We have to give them an opportunity and get them an education in the process. And I think Sergio, Mando, Monica, a lot of you are recipients of that idea that our kids need to get an education. And that's why when he was a board member back in the early times of the high school, in the school district, he advocated for it. They had some tough times getting that school district set up. Chado Garcia was there at the time. Sylvester was there. It's not something that we need to forget. I attended Lone Star Elementary. I don't know if there are a few of us still here that remember those times. But there were those that argued against forming the school district, and Sylvester was part of that. We deserved a say in our community's education programs, and Sylvester was in that group. I think that's a testament to that. During his work in Congress, he was always pushing for funding for programs such as Gear Up. Gear Up being a program that funded kids getting involved, getting advised in their eighth grade, ninth grade years to go the course of a college education. How many of us received the advisement? You can go to trade school. You can go to be a welder. You can be a truck driver. You can be a secretary. Gear Up formed an idea. Now we have programs such as Gear Up, Upward Bound. Upward Bound has been around for the longest time. A lot of congressmen have fought to defund it. Sylvester fought against it. There's Job Corps, which is constantly under the attack of people who want to defund it. Sylvester never let that. There's judges that attended Job Corps when they never had a chance in life. And they went to Job Corps and they got an opportunity and they've gone beyond the idea that you can be a lawyer and you can be a truck driver. Nothing wrong with that. But kids need an opportunity. They have options. We cannot put a cap or a limit on what kids want or what they can do. I will personally tell you, my son, when he was going to be nominated to the United States Air Force Academy, one of his counselors told him, why are you going to go up there and embarrass yourself? He graduated. not the top of the class, not the bottom of the class, but he graduated from Canutillo High School class. Frankie, what class was that?
83.
So you know those things existed at that time. Can you imagine what went on before that? Silvestre was at the forefront of those battles. As the chairman of the House Permanent Select Committee on Intelligence in the U.S. Congress, he was on that committee for 10 years. The last four as the chairman of the House Permanent Select Committee, which has direct oversight over 19 of our nation's highest secretive agencies that conduct surveillance in the world, around the world. One of his highest priorities while he was chairman was diversity at those agencies. Can you imagine agencies such as the CIA having a 3% minority representation in those agencies? He fought for diversity. He fought for our students to get an education and to work in those agencies. Champion of people who never had an opportunity, he opened the doors for them. Carolina, right alongside with him. I can tell you, I've seen him. It's not an easy job. Anybody else would have folded up their tent in 4 years and gone home and says, I don't need this. But see, this is all a higher mission, a higher vision for our community, and he fulfilled. Esther Witt, the name of the school, the future of the school can be, I don't think you can ask for a more honorable, a higher moral character than Silvestre Reyes. People have accused him of this and that, but you know what? He holds his head high because he knows the person that he is. He's an honorable person. High moral character. One other thing I'd just like to say for Carolina, aside from doing the hard work of being a wife of accomplishment, she's also the president of the Congressional Club. Members of Congress's spouses who have formed a club to advocate. Carolina's choice has been to advocate for our children, our service members' children, who have sacrificed tremendously during the parents' deployment. She's a testament, and I think we need to memorialize their work, their 40 years of service to our country, name this school, La Silvestre and Carolina Elementary School. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Pine. Mr. Pine, you dropped your top to your pen. Thank you.
Jaime Esparza.
Good evening, Mr. Esparza.
Good evening, School Board, Madam President, Superintendent. It's an honor to be able to speak on this topic, the naming of a school on behalf of Congressman Reyes and his wife, Carolina. You know, I don't live in the district. I live way east, along almost a tank of gas to get back to the other side. My wife is a school teacher, and I'm proud to say that I come from a family that really believes in education. I have three brothers and four sisters, and we all have college degrees. I think what you do is so important. You know what? You know what I do for a living? I think your job is tough. I know those big bucks that you get paid, and you still make really important decisions. This is an important decision. You know, you've heard a lot about Congressman Reyes and about Carolina. I wanted to talk to you just a little bit about why this decision is important. You know, I was part of the naming of the federal courthouse. I was part of that committee, and I was proud to be part of that because I think it means something when you name a building like this after someone. I think it tells the community where your values are and what you think of this community. I can't think of a more serving duo than Congressman Reyes and Carolina. Since the time that I met Silver, he never, ever, ever failed to remind me that he was from Canutillo. His roots are here. When he went away to be a sector chief, when he went away to Vietnam, When he went to Washington, D.C., he always took Galatea with him. I don't think that if you ask his, I believe that if you ask his friends in Congress, they would tell you that he's not from El Paso, that he's from Galatea. There's no mistake where Congressman Reyes is from or Galatea. And the reason I think it's important is what you do matters. You educate our future. I know it sounds trite and you hear it all the time, but that building you're about to name is going to educate not just your future, but our future. Your community will be better because of the school that's being built. Those teachers, the principal, all that will mean something. And I know that when I walk in a school, I'm always cognizant of who the school's named after. And I think when you name it after the right person, the person some, that young kids can look to, I think it means something. I think it tells them what they can be, where they can go, why their future is going to be bright, why it matters that they need to do their homework, why it matters to teachers, why they have to do lesson plans and really spend that extra time on their kids, because the future can be bright. And when you name a building after someone, don't kid yourself. People know who you named it after. They know why you named it after them. And I think that this school, when I found out it was a pre-K thing, I know my time's up, so I'll stop here in a second, that this school will educate the kids, our children, here in Galatea, to the future, in a building that would be named after one of your more celebrated, more honored members of this community, Sylvester Reyes and Carolina Reyes. I think that's not just a high honor for Congressman Reyes and his wife. I would tell you that I think it's a privilege, and this community should be proud that you have produced two such outstanding individuals. They are great representatives of Galatea. And I think children that go to Galatea, to this school, would be proud to be able to say that they attended Congressman Reyes and Carolina Reyes' elementary school. I think it would be an honor for them. And it certainly would be an honor for this community. Thank you for your time.
Thank you very much.
Nicholas Carrasco.
Good evening, Nicholas.
Good evening. I stand here before you to talk about the naming of this elementary school after one of my important role models, one of the many important ones. Well, I call him Coach E, but everyone knows him as Sylvester Reyes and my aunt, Carolina Reyes. I think it's the good name to name it after them because they've done so much just for this community, and then they're from here, so basically it would be a good, it would be an honor just to name it after them because they proved, because everyone always looks down on Galatea just because it's how it is, but they proved that anything can happen here, and they're living evidence of that. That's why I think that the school should be named after that, after them both, because they're proof of anything can happen.
Thank you, honey.
Emma Orante.
Good evening, Ms. Orantia.
Good evening to all of you. I'm proud to be Sylvester's aunt. I was born and raised in Campillo. I too attended Lone Star School, and I'm very proud to have attended Lone Star School. But I think Silvestre and Carolina have brought a lot of honor and recognition to Campillo, and he deserves to be, for the school to be named after them. I can tell you that I'm very proud of Silvestre. He, from a very young age, he showed that he was going to be something important. He was a very good son, a good brother to all his brothers and sisters. There was 10 of them. And I honestly think that Candia would be very proud to have a school named after Silvestre and Carolina, and they well deserve it. Thank you very much.
And last we have Monica Reyes.
Good evening, Ms. Reyes.
Good evening. I want to start by saying, yes, my name is Monica Reyes, and I'm the oldest daughter of Silvestre and Carolina Reyes. Usually when I speak up here, it's because I am in the role of a principal. Today I'm going to be in the role of a very, very, very proud daughter. My dad was born in a house on Montoya Road in 1944 in Canutio. And he graduated from Canutio in 1964. My mom graduated in 1965 from Canutio. And my mom moved from El Paso to Canutio several times. When she finally landed her senior year, it was faith and divine intervention that it was in Canutio. And so that's how she and my dad actually met. My dad, if you need to describe my father, he has been wholeheartedly a public servant all his life. As a young adult, he actually served on the Canutio ISD school board for a few years. He's a veteran, served in the Army in the Vietnam War for 13 months, and I'm blessed that he came back. Otherwise, I wouldn't be here, my sister wouldn't be here, my brother wouldn't be here. As a public servant, he took as many civil service tests as he could. Border Patrol was the first one to call him. When he went into Border Patrol, and like Sal was saying, all of these different animosities and barriers and barricades that came up, as a Hispanic in the Border Patrol was a little ironic because many people thought, well, you're sending your own people back to Mexico. And many times he had to deal with that racism. He had to deal with the animosity that was there for being Hispanic, for being Latino. And he said, one day, don't worry, I'll be your boss. And these men laughed at him. And they would tell him, you know, do you need a tortilla or whatever the case is. But he always remained strong, he manned up constantly, and he stayed the course of what he wanted to do. And through divine intervention, he became a Border Patrol agent and worked his way up to being the first Hispanic chief and the youngest to be a chief of Border Patrol. And that was in McAllen, the McAllen sector. And he did become some of those people's boss. He did. Those people then, at that point, said, I want out. My father, being the honorable man he was, could have made their life hell. And he didn't. What he decided to do was honor their request. He had made his point. And his point was, I am an honorable man, I am a leader, and I will do what's in the best interest of my sector, the best interest of my department, and if these people don't want to work for me, I've made my point. So he did that. And then he got transferred to El Paso, so we came home. And we were very fortunate that after 26 years, he was here and retired, and then got into Congress for the last 16 years. He's been a public servant. He's been at these campuses here at Garofio multiple times, not once or twice. He visits these campuses. He advocates for these campuses, and he advocates for Garofio. So if I had to describe him, I'd describe him as being a role model, humble, respectable, honorable, selflessness, a fighter. He's a joker. He's hardworking, and he's dedicated. He's definitely a friend of Garofio, definitely a friend of this community. And I think being a friend and a family member here, as I know, growing up here, as a principal, and being able to see this community and give back to this community on behalf of my mom and dad, and the way they have given back, I will tell you, as a friend of Garofio, this is the right thing to do. And I want to formally request that this board named the Pre-K 8, Congressman Silvestre and Carolina Reyes, Pre-K 8. It's a man that deserves it. And I'm a very proud daughter, and I'm not going to lie, and I won't hold back from that. He's a true gentleman, and my mother is a true lady. So I bestow on you to think hard and serious about this, and I hope that it comes out that way. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
That concludes public comment.
That's everybody? Nobody else wants to say anything? Okay. Tony, that would then take us to number three, new
business. Item 3A, discussion and possible action regarding naming of new campus.
Dr. Murphy, I've got you down as the...
Through the chair, thank you very much. And whatever the board desires, policy allows the board to take public input, and then the decision regarding the name is solely squarely upon the board. I'll turn it over to you.
Madam Chair?
Yes, sir.
I just want to bring out a few things and thank the community. But a lot of the names that were suggested for naming of the school are really excellent. And some of them really, I have several of them, a few individuals, and even a few of the names that are regional in nature, like Lone Star and Trans Mountain. And it's possible that we can probably, I wish we had more schools right now, because we have several candidates here that would be, very, very deserving of having a school named after them.
That's well put, Mr. Coronado.
And so not that some of these other names like Lone Star or Trans Mountain may not have a name to reside in later on, but I think, frankly, Lone Star should maybe be one of our other high schools. It was the original school, and we're going to have another high school here coming up pretty soon. Probably in the next few years, we'll need to plan for something like that. And we're going to need another elementary school down the road. I can think of several names here. Ms. Rivera, even Isela Huacaba, who we've already honored by naming the one of the roads in front of the high school, the boulevard. However, after a lot of input and reading, I read the entire list of actual nominations that were submitted by the public, and the people that we name, or the things that we name our schools after, it does say something about the community that does that. And we only have that right here in Canutillo to do that ourselves. Us seven have the ability and the privilege to do that because of people like Chavo Garcia and Silvestre Reyes that stood for making sure that this community had a say in the raising and educating of his children. And I can't think of a better name than to name it after Silvestre and Carolina. What we want in the school, and and I've been told by members of the public before that that we shouldn't name it after individuals because that are still alive, or but I don't think we properly honor those people because they don't know how this community felt about them until they're gone. I don't think, me personally, I don't think that that's the way to properly honor somebody. If you want to properly honor somebody, you do it while they are cognizant of the fact that you consider them worthy that honor. And so I've always been a proponent that we, if we're going to name it after an individual, that it's fine to name it after somebody who is still living. And while Silvestre has been at the forefront of all his accomplishments, most other districts don't name their schools after husband and wife. But you know what? We need to be cognizant of the fact that, you know, they are a team. It's a marriage. You know? It is. If you ask Silvestre, he'll be the first one to tell you that he probably couldn't have done all those things without that being. And anybody here who's married will tell you the same thing. I certainly will. And so it's only fitting and proper that the accomplishments, you know, Silvestre has been honored individually for other things. But this, to me, is an honor of the community. These two individuals are from our community. They have both brought respect, honor. They have basically, you know, in the early years, been caretakers of part of our kids. I mean, Silvestre served early on as an adult in making decisions about the education of our children here, like childhood. Like Rafael did, through times that some of us who are a little older in years, Patsy, I know you look young. But,
thank you for that.
We'll remember, and Rachel, we went to school together. We remember some of those hard times that our district had to go through, that our leaders back then had to, like Chilo and Silvestre, Rafael, many other Mr. Damian, they all had to face through these growing pains, these solidarity to keep the district together from dissipating. And it's only because of those individuals, a lot of them, that kept this district together, do we as a board even have the privilege to name any facility after anybody. Because otherwise it would be our neighbors, we'd be part of the Paso Independent School District. That board would be deciding for our area who to name these facilities after. But, you know, I've seen Silvestre in his service, both to not just to Cantillo, but to our community. His public service has really been, the majority of the time, been to be a public servant to this community. He did some time down in the valley as chief of the Border Patrol, but we can say that even that was protecting of this particular community. We are a border. It's a long border between the south of Texas and all the way up to California. And all that area, in reality, is the security for all these border communities. And so he really has served his entire time that he's served not just with the school board, but in his job. And then as a public servant in Congress for us, for this community, is for our community. And Carolina has been right at his side. So I can't think of a better name for our school, our newest school, than Silvestre and Carolina. You know, the people that we want to make sure that they're role models. I don't think anybody would dispute that. Both Silvestre and Carolina are role models for our kids. And that's the type of people, that's the type of name that we would want any of our schools to be named after. So, unless the board has any other comments or any other member, I would like to, at this time, move that the Cantillo Independent School District Board of Trustees name the newest PK through 8 school after Silvestre and Carolina Reyes.
I'll second that.
Thank you very much. That was very nice, Mr. Coronado. Nice words. Thank you for your second, Armando. Would anyone else like to?
Can I add just a couple real quick?
I don't know if you can do that or not,
Mr. not a couple, but just a couple words to.
Please.
And I might want to ask if we could just amend it, just to add the Congressman Silvestre and Carolina Reyes.
I have no problem with the amendment to my motion.
Okay.
I feel very strongly about that, because if we're going to name it after someone who's had such an incredible position, that position needs to be remembered. You know, that in years to come, nobody goes, well, who's that? you know, well, I know he came from there, you know, he's probably from there. We need to recognize the title and the position. I feel very strongly about that.
And just a couple words. I don't know if you all recall, we were at a conference in Austin, and we ran into an old alumni, well, not old alumni, but probably about three, 4 years older than me, 3-4 years alumni.
Thank you, Mr. Miller. You did
amazing. Thank you. Very.
But Marcus knew, and you know, some of the discussion that came out of it, we were giving toast to a district and talking about how where we've been and where we're going, and you know, looking at some of the role models I've had, and looking at, especially in politics, whether it's Congressman Reyes or Mr. Coronado, or you know, Carlos Carrasco, people that have you know, have grown through adversity and become the individuals they are to represent our district. You look at. And the conversation was, you know, he said, can I put in some words? And he says, you know, he's proud to be from Canotillo, and knowing the role models he had, looking up to Congressman Reyes, to the two attorneys that we had then, and we have a lot more coming down the pipeline, Mr. Coronado and Mr. Carrasco. But, you know, to graduate, to be one of the first graduating classes from Canotillo, to grow through adversity, serving our country, serving our community by sitting on the board, then serving our government by being, you know, the first Hispanic Border Patrol Sector Chief, and then to becoming the first Hispanic Congressman of Canotillo, and then sitting on the House Intelligence Select Committee. It just continued recognition that our community has gotten, and to say, you know, I'm extremely proud to be from Canotillo, but I'm extremely proud to say that Congressman Reyes is from Canotillo and has done tremendous work to, whether it's, you know, the educational system, whether it's helping out the elder. He is a strong individual that has provided the pathway for many of us in Canotillo, and it's with great pride to name this school after him.
Thank you very much, Mr. Rodriguez. Would anyone else like to speak?
You know, Madam Chair, I just want to point out that, you know, the character of the man says a lot. I was with Sylvester at a lot of his community meetings, and some of the most important part that he took place was in during the passing of the Health Care Act that was put forth by President Obama. And I was at several of those meetings that Sylvester had for our entire community. And there must have been several hundred people at some of these meetings that stood up. And he knew that a lot of these people were there to protest what his position was on that issue. But you know what, that didn't deter Sylvester. And as ugly as some of the comments got from some of those individuals, Sylvester held his head up high, and he let every single last one of those individuals speak. Which speaks to the man that he could have said after a while, you know, he had enough. And I was there, I sat for several hours until the last person spoke. But he gave every single one of those people, and a lot of them were there in support of him. But a lot of them were there to just say ugly things. And he let every single one of those people have their say. Because he, as he told them that day, I still represent you.
That's right.
And so, you know, and you can, you know what other people think about him. Look at the community members that are here. You know, I don't have to name names, but you know, the other officials that are here. We know what other officials in Washington think of Sylvester. We know what President Clinton and what President Obama think of Sylvester. We know what the people that serve on the committee think of him, what Congressman Pelosi thinks of him, what Steny Hoyer thinks of him. All these individuals, well, respect Silvestre and Carolina. And it's for a reason.
Yeah.
They are honorable people. They've represented our community well. They've represented El Paso well. They've represented our border area well. They've represented our state, our region, and our country very, very well.
Thank you very much, Mr. Coronado. Anything else? And so your motion is to read the naming of the new school will be with Congressman
Silvestre and Carolina Reyes.
Okay. And we have a second.
Congressman Silvestre Reyes and Carolina Reyes.
Silver's not going in there anywhere?
No.
There's no silver?
Congressman Silvestre and Carolina Reyes. Yeah.
Yes.
And that's your second?
Yes.
Okay. So, through the chair.
Yes, sir.
Congressman Silvestre and Carolina Reyes, pre-K-8 school.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much. Tony?
Mrs. Casas?
Yes.
Mr. Cornell?
Yes.
Mrs. Gonzalez?
Yes.
Mrs. Mendoza?
Yes.
Mrs. Quintana?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mrs. Harrell?
Absolutely. Like to ask our legal counsel. Our agenda item says action regarding naming of new pre-K-8 campus. Can I do something else too? That it's campus, it's big. I mean, that's kind of broad. I'd
is
like.
Is it a building on the campus?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yes,
well, not really a building. No. I keep looking where my eye goes on these pictures over here is to the stadium. And, you know, Congressman Reyes was a veteran. We've got, and I about want to cry saying this, we've got a lot of veterans in our community, more than I've ever seen anywhere. I'd like to name that stadium the Veterans Memorial Stadium.
And I'll second that.
Thank you very much. That was the motion. Thank you. In a second. Does anyone have any thoughts or comments to that? Tony?
Mrs. Casares?
Yes.
Mr. Cornell?
Yes.
Mrs. Gonzalez?
Yes.
Mrs. Mendoza?
Yes.
Mrs. Quintana?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mrs. Starr?
Absolutely. And I thank you to all the veterans that we have. And I hope they'll all turn out to see the new school. If it would please the board, instead of moving forward right now, I'd like to take a brief recess. Everybody okay with
I'm
that?
I'm okay.
Okay. The board will be recessed for about 10 minutes. Thank you. Where's sir? Miss Brigham, it is now time to go back to the meeting. We lost Dr. Murphy. It is 7:24 p.m. and the board will resume into open session under 3B.
Item B, consider approval of district improvement plan and school improvement plans for AYP. Ms. Fuhrer.
Mm-hmm. Do you have the old one?
If I recall properly, Ms. Fiero, we discussed all this at the instructional committee.
Yes.
About a week ago.
Yes.
And it was just.
It was recommended for approval, and so instead of bringing it to the last four meetings,
mm-hmm.
it's board agenda.
I would like to. I move to approve our district improvement plan and school improvement plans for AYP.
I'll second.
Thank you. Tony?
Mrs. Casares?
Yes.
Mr. Coronado?
Yes.
Mrs. Gonzalez?
Yes.
Mrs. Mendoza?
Yes.
Mrs. Quintana?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mrs. Searles?
Yes. And Dr. Murphy, that, don't run away. Okay, that's you now. Tony?
Item C, introduction and process for 2012-13 formative assessment of the superintendent scheduled for Thursday, November 1st.
I'll make a motion that we approve. Do we have to approve, or you're just going to introduce, Doc?
Just introduce. Okay. Just want to introduce that on Thursday you'll have your first 2012-13 formative assessment of the superintendent. The formative assessment process is part of the superintendent's wheel that CISD has adopted now for the last year and a half. It's a regularly scheduled evaluation. It's not a special evaluation. We do one in the fall and one in the spring, and then the summative in the summer. All the materials were shared with the board on Saturday in the packet. And I want to personally thank my cabinet members. During the formative assessment period, the cabinet members do a lot of work preparing all those documents, and they did a great job, an outstanding job this time. And I appreciate their efforts. And I'm here to answer any questions. If none, we will see you on Thursday night.
I have a question of the board. Would the board like Mr. Blanco or a representative from his office to be here on Thursday night?
I don't think it's necessary.
Rachel? Monica?
What are you guys going to have for dinner?
Well, it's good. Whenever it's an evaluation, it's like lobster. Oh, yeah.
That's very good, Mr. Blanco.
That was good.
Thank you very much, Dr. Murphy. We look forward to Thursday night.
I just want a legal clarification to Mondo's point. We're not approving these documents for the formative in that we've already approved the goals. And
right, you're just going over
where we are on the goals. It's the summative where you have that separate document that we approved.
We're just forming and
yes.
Working on. Thank you very much, Dr. Murphy. Tony, that would take us to executive session.
Yes, the time is now 7:26 p.m. and the meeting is to be closed under Texas Government Code Section 551071, 072, and 074 for discussion and consultation with attorney related to possible acquisition of real estate, also discussion of assignment and possible reassignment of personnel and related duties of personnel.
Thank you.